Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Thursday, February 13th. You'll be interested to know, 27 years ago, today, in 1997, the Dow Jones Industrial Average first surpassed the 7,000 mark, then concluded the day at 7,022. This significant milestone reflected growing investor confidence and marked a pivotal moment in the history of the stock market, highlighting the economic optimism of that period. Today, the Dow is up about 600% in less than 30 years. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it might be sleeting, and it will feel like 22 degrees with 24 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:14, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:41. It looks like we're in for a cloudy day with a chance of sleet and rain before 3 p.m. and a high near 40. Expect a breezy south wind, gusting up to 31. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies with a low around 24 and a west wind gusting as high as 35. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Thursday will be at 11:45 with a low tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 36 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny skies on Friday with a high near 32 and a breezy west wind. Saturday brings snow likely in the afternoon with a high around 32. Saturday night, expect snow and sleet with lows near 28. Sunday will be rainy and cloudy with a high near 42. Expect rain before 10 p.m. on Sunday night with lows around 23. Washington's birthday will be mostly sunny with a high near 29. Nights will be mostly clear with lows around 11. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sends you. In local news, Boston's City Council has once again approved a proposal to change the city's tax structure, sending it to Beacon Hill for legislative approval. The council voted 12-1, aiming to relieve homeowners burdened by high tax bills. Councilor Liz Bredin emphasized the need for action, particularly for elders on fixed incomes. Mayor Michelle Wu initially proposed the shift in spring of 2024, responding to declining commercial values post-pandemic. The latest proposal includes provisions for low-income seniors and an increase in the personal property tax exemption for businesses. Changes could reflect in April tax bills if signed by March. Now on to sports. The Four Nations face-off kicked off in Montreal, with Canada triumphing over Sweden 4-3 in a thrilling overtime finish. Mitch Marner netted the game-winning goal following a stellar night from Sidney Crosby, who recorded 3 assists. Canada surged ahead early, with Nathan MacKinnon scoring just 56 seconds into the game. Sweden fought back, tying the game midway through the third period. Both teams were aggressive, but Canada's speed and offensive pressure ultimately secured the victory. The tournament promises exciting hockey as Canada prepares for their next challenge against Team USA on Saturday night. In local sports, last night, the Celtics beat the Spurs 116-103 at TD Garden. Jason Tatum delivered a stellar performance with 32 points and 14 rebounds. Kristaps Porzingis added 29 points to secure the Celtics' third consecutive win. Boston now stands at 39-16, while San Antonio drops to 23-29. In top news, the U.S. Department of Justice has filed a lawsuit challenging New York's green light law, which allows thousands of non-resident immigrants to obtain driver's licenses while restricting federal agencies from accessing the state's motor vehicle database. Attorney General Pam Bondi stated that the law's tip-off provision informs illegal aliens when their information is requested by federal agencies, undermining law enforcement efforts. The law enacted in 2019 has also faced allegations of widespread fraud, with individuals accused of using fake documents to obtain licenses and exploit pandemic-related benefits. The ongoing legal battle highlights significant tensions between state and federal authorities regarding immigration enforcement. In business news, Palmer Luckey's startup, Anduril, is poised to take over Microsoft's 10-year, $22 billion contract to develop mixed reality goggles for the United States Army. This transition, announced on Tuesday, follows significant development issues faced by Microsoft with the visual augmentation system. Luckey described this moment as deeply personal, reflecting on his journey from founding Oculus Virtual Reality to starting Anduril. The program aims to enhance soldiers' situational awareness on the battlefield. However, the handover requires government approval amidst ongoing challenges with the existing technology. Anduril's future role remains uncertain as it now explores new hardware options. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% to about $98,000. Ethereum is up 6% to just over $2,700. And Goatsys Maximus is unchanged at 12 cents. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple has reintroduced its popular workout earbuds with the PowerBeats Pro 2. Featuring a better fit, great sound, and upgraded noise-canceling and heart rate sensors. Priced at $250, the design remains similar, yet lighter and more secure for intense activities. With an impressive 8 hours of playback, the earbuds recharge in a compact case. They boast the same A2 chip as the AirPods Pro 2, ensuring seamless connectivity. While they excel in sound quality, the heart rate monitoring relies on third-party apps. Overall, the PowerBeats Pro 2 are among the best premium workout earbuds available today. And in entertainment news, the highly anticipated thriller, The Accountant 2, is set to hit theaters on April 25th, just 10 days after Tax Day. This action sequel stars Ben Affleck and John Bernthal, following its premiere at the South by Southwest Festival on March 8th. Nearly 9 years after the original film introduced us to Affleck's character, Christian Wolf, the sequel features him and his brother Brax working together to solve a murder. Affleck expressed his admiration for Bernthal, saying, "I love John so much as an actor and as a guy," highlighting their brother relationship on screen. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American singer, songwriter, and musician, Stevie Wonder. And he said, "Music, at its essence, is what gives us memories. And the longer a song has existed in our lives, the more memories we have of it. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.